go on to Hallie McDougall, who spoke recently about her scientific work with the Coastal Caucus, I might add. Welcome back
Thank
to the
you.
Legislature.
Thank
and after
you.
Hallie, I'm just going to mention, we'll go to Habib Dagher and then Dylan Voorhees.
Go ahead.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I am here to talk about what my generation thinks about everything happening in Maine, especially relating to renewable energy, because in the end, this is really going to affect us the most.
Ellie, just remind us where you're from.
Oh, I'm from Lincolnville. I go to school in Camden.
Thank you.
And I am a 17-year-old marine biology student. So we know that the Gulf of Maine is moving faster than just about anywhere, especially in the last 10 years. We have been the second fastest warming body of salt water, according to NOAA. We also rely on the Gulf more than almost any other state because of lobstering and aquaculture and tourism. And these things are all at stake because of climate change. The Gulf of Maine is warming, the lobsters are moving north, and that would be a huge problem for Monhegan especially, because since their economy relies so much on lobstering. So because of that, the stakes are so high for us, and yet we are still doing nothing. Maine is falling so far behind in renewable energy compared to other states, and we need to be leaders in this, and we need to be the ones that are pushing for it. We need to be the ones that are encouraging others and pushing other states to be carbon neutral so that our oceans don't get acidified and our oceans don't warm. And all of this pristine beauty that we're talking about in Monhegan and everywhere else in the state is at risk, because windmills are not going to be what ruins the beauty of Monhegan. It's going to be climate change and sea level rise, warming oceans, and all those catastrophic effects. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions? So again, you're 17, and you've done this research on your own or as part of your schoolwork?
A combination of both. I've looked at climate change effects in the Somme Sound, and looked at how the water on the bottom is getting faster than the water on the top. So that will have effects on lobster because they live on the bottom. So I've seen that with my own research.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I trust the higher eds are listening in. Hoping you'll apply.
Thanks.
Up next is Habib Dagher.